Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and I am hoping that you all are tuning in and really taking an inventory of what the holidays are about, because it's really about keeping it simple, being with people you love, feeling good about where you're at in your life or maybe getting to that place. And it's really not about how much time and money you can spend going on these intense tirades over the holidays, like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all that wonderfulness, because we're very fortunate to live in a country you can shop 24/7 online. You can go to many places 7 days a week for roughly, I want to say, 16 hours easy, 12 to 16 hours a day, and some places open like super stores, even 24 hours a day. So all the things you need, you can buy them anytime. You can find deals anytime. You can also do something more from the heart, something that doesn't require a whole paycheck to make someone's eyes light up. Of course, there are moments when you know that being of service and being helped makes it all worth it. But I think for the most part, we need to look at local and support local. And if you shop local, you're going to invest in what stays in your environment, what stays in your area. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And if you have a question, please feel free to call the show here at 646-727-2585. Now, I'm not saying stay away from all the big stores or major companies and such, but is there really a reason why some places are open on a holiday like Thanksgiving, which is this Thursday, which I'm wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving in advance, and Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and so on. So let's kind of take a step back and see what we really need and what we really have to be thankful for. So I do see we have, okay, a caller in the 561. Just a moment, and we'll take that right here. Okay. Tune in. Boom. Hi, caller in the 561. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Good, Lena. I am well, thank you. What can I do for you tonight?
I want to see what you see about, there's a man around me, Steve, and I just wanted to see what you get on him, if you think we're going to have a relationship, or, because this has been going on a little while now, but we haven't really been talking much, but we're, I think things are finally starting to come to a head where we're going to start to have some sort of communication, and I just wanted to see how you think that might go, if we're going to have a relationship or it's just going to be a friendship.
Okay. So, and you've met Steve in person, yes?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. As I was hoping that you were going to give me the big yes on that, because I felt near you and so on. Okay. Well, it feels to me like you're starting over, starting fresh in your life. So that would be a good indicator for a great amount of positive energy on your end. And I do feel like he's showing you signs of kind of meeting you on the same level, on the same wavelength right now, okay? But you're going to have to just put it out there a little bit more, just kind of edge it out. You know, letting him know that, you know, you're interested in pursuing a relationship or a connection. I don't like to use that relationship word so quickly on, but I do feel that you're trying to stay very grounded right now in your life and with him and what it is truly is, you know, obviously you have some kind of connection. I don't feel childish or immature energy with him, but I do feel that you need to come across as a strong woman. So is that how you, do you feel that when you connect with him?
I think he looks at me that way. I've been going through a huge transition, and I've been trying to get established and get a job, and now I just got a job. So that's why I really didn't want a relationship with him, because I didn't feel like I was at the right place, even though he kept pushing me. But now I feel like since I'm going to be working and my school's ending and there's a lot of transition, I think I'm ready to see, you know, maybe take it to the next level with him. And
right. Here's what I'm seeing. That yes, there is a great romantic possibility, obviously, but I'm going to say this. He sees you as a strong woman. Keep your energy as such, and you set the guidelines. You set the tone for this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. You are the queen. You want to meet somebody, you want somebody to meet you on a level where you can handle that. You keep yourself at the pace that you can handle, the speed you can handle. Okay?
He's in a hurry to get married? Because he seems like he might.
Well, I think it's just that you did yourself a favor, my guy said. Here's what he said. You did yourself a favor by putting your foot down and not really getting, you know, coerced into something so easily.
Yes.
So, like, trying to get to know him, just and going at your own pace, even starting out. But you're setting that tone that you're not just going to get whisked away that easily. And it's not out of mistrust. It's out of feeling grounded. So you have an opportunity for him. He is pursuing you, yes. You have an opportunity to start something new, and you're fresh with this. But it is because also that you're setting the tone. You're grounded, okay? So remember, there's plenty of time for the pitter-patter of your heart, and the heartstrings all going fluttery and everything. But right now, I see you as a strong woman who needs to continue her path. Yes, he wants to pursue, but you call the shots here, dear. Okay, and he is going to follow your lead. So you just be patient, and you take this as you need to take it at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems like he would do anything for me. I don't know why this guy is so in love with me, because I don't even really know him that well. I don't know if he just feels like a connection, or maybe it's a past love or something, past life.
Well, I think that you just need to keep the connection, but you run the pace. But obviously there must be a little something in his little heartstrings to keep pursuing, because I kept seeing him like the white knight charging after, you know, his damsel. But you're not really in distress. And even though you've been through this transition, you're not putting yourself out like that. That's what made you appealing, because you didn't play the victim card, okay?
Yeah.
So remember that. Don't play the helpless victim, helpless woman card. Stay strong, okay? And that way you can take this on the rhythm and the pace that you need to feel connected and secure with this excitement around you.
Can I ask
okay?
you something? I have something, and do you think that he's going to be okay with that? I have a STD, and I'm just so afraid to tell him if we do get closer.
Okay.
Do you think he's going to be okay with that?
Here's the thing, and I was picking up that you have that you had hesitation for more than just your job, but I will say this one. I want you to be completely strong, and don't let time frame coerce you into the bedroom with him or anything else. And you just absolutely just be strong and with your words. And if he wants to know you and you're more interested, he has to understand you're a person no matter what. So if he chooses to hear your words properly, I see you have more courage and more strength for that, and that you have the need to be going slower, because it's about respect to someone, respecting what you have and what you've been through and how you handle yourself. And many people have, in this day and age, have something usually by a certain age, unfortunately, you know, when you play the dating game, and it can happen. But the main thing is we don't ever want to feel judged or coerced. So I don't see him running away. I see you loving yourself so much that you can handle this. And you say, you know what, if he doesn't want me for me and he wants to run from this, I accept that, because then that's not the one for me. And you just remind yourself of that constant phrase.
But So you think he'll be okay with it?
I don't see him running off, okay?
Wow.
But I do see you having to be very strong with your and secure with your words.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I love myself enough to know that, and, you know, I'm a person. And if someone can't love me as the person I am, then they don't have any business touching anything else on me.
Right.
You know, and it's an unfortunate thing sometimes, but you know what? Through this diversity, sometimes it makes you a stronger person. It makes you more discerning, and it makes you more aware of who you bring into your circle of life.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It definitely has changed my whole life.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best, Lena, and
hope you have
a wonderful Thanksgiving, and good luck. Take it your own pace. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was our first call, and I know that didn't have really much to do with our shopping, but, you know, anytime you're in a new relationship or a new connection, don't be afraid. You don't have to spill your guts on the first 5 minutes you meet somebody. And people say, well, don't you feel obligated to tell somebody? Well, don't you feel obligated that they need to get to know you as a person? And then before you pursue any romantic notions, then you can have a conversation with them. But it shows the quality of a person that you would keep as company. Always remember that. If they would run now, they'll always run. And that's not courage. That's not bravery. That's cowardice, and that's somebody who cannot be having acceptance in their life for the person and not the situation. So, welcoming you all into the show again for Giving Week and Crazy Retailer Weekend. And the reason I talked about shop local, buy local, and how it affects our surrounding area, our circle of life, as you will, I would just say this, that take a look around you. Take a look in your neighborhood. Take a look at the neighboring stores. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to be very clear on this. If you like what you have where you're at, keep supporting it and stay strong. I realize this is a 15-minute show. For some reason, it went 15 instead of half hour. So I wish you well on this Thanksgiving. I will be at Luna Soul on Wednesday in Sanford from 3 to 6. So if you want to come out the day before, remember to take it easy. Take it easy on your pocketbook. Take it easy on your bank account, on your aspirations of what the holidays are really about. And just lots of love and lots of light to you all. Catch me at the Casadega Hotel, Luna Soul Esoterica, or by Skype. Email me at venusandvelvet.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Many blessings to you, and namaste.